This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, July 11th. God's word to you today is love connection. Our scripture reading today is taken from Romans 8, verses 14, 16, and 17. And it says, "For as many are as led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. You receive the Spirit of adoption. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ." When you are in God's house, you need to relate as a child of God and as a child of his house. So you attend to the Father's house, not out of duty, but in response to his heart and out of a desire to please him. If you relate as a servant, you are going to just work and work, and the people that are relating as children will own everything. Do not just say, "That is not my portion." Lots of people say that and do nothing about changing their mindset. Change your own mindset. When a servant fails, for instance, he can be fired. When a child fails, he cannot be fired. The father can threaten to disown the child, but how possible is that, really? To disown a child, you need to drain all your blood from his veins successfully. Then shave all his hair and remove everything carrying your DNA from his body. And since the mother has not disowned the child, you cannot separate your own DNA from the mother's DNA. Really, how possible is that? So the expert in religious law opens up a huge revelation for us with his sarcastic question in Luke 10:25, "Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" Let us take a closer look at Jesus' response in Luke 10:26. Jesus replied, "What does the law of Moses say? How do you read it?" The man answered, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your strength and all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus is saying it is all about love. This is why God says in 1 John 4:7, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." This love Jesus speaks about is twofold. The first is the vertical love. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. You should love God until you are gassed out. That is what it means when you get strength, you continue to love him. The second is the horizontal love. Love your neighbor as yourself. Let us pray. Father, because I am born of God and I know God, I will love God with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind. And I will love people as I love myself. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.